Now, what I want to do is look at some of the Ashoka fellows, specifically from Spanish-speaking world. And there are several. I want to spend a little bit of time talking about this. Because when we talk about social entrepreneurs, and when we say that they solve society's most pressing problems, well, what are the problems within Latin America, Central America, South America, Spain, and Spanish-speaking U.S.? Let's just take a look at some of those. Okay, so fellow number 17 on this list, on this screen, is from Uruguay. And I don't know how much you know about Uruguay, but that was a thriving, like Argentina, thriving economy, a wonderful country, very advanced, people from Europe immigrating to Uruguay, and then, of course, they had their dictatorships and all of their problems, and it's been really struggling. So I just want to point out here that a country that has such a well-educated population in the recent past that was doing so well in not so long ago, now we have people dealing with street people in Uruguay. And I don't know if that's specifically in Montevideo, the capital, or not, but that's one of the problems. And we think about street people in Brazil, in Colombia, Bogota specifically. Street children, street people, are a real problem in Latin America and in the United States. If we go to fellow number three, I want to point out that Spain is on here. We may think of Spain as being first world European country that, what are their most pressing problems? They're like us. But the economic crisis in Spain is at such a high level, has permeated their society to such a degree that it really, truly is a country in crisis. And often, the immigrant communities are the first people to really grapple with these difficult economic crises, and that is definitely true within Spain for their African immigrants, their South American immigrants, people from all over the world are in Spain. But Spanish people who have lived there for generations and never expected to find themselves being kicked out of their homes, having no jobs and no prospects of any jobs, it's really a country in crisis, especially their youth. The unemployment rate is, I don't know the specific numbers right now, but it's something like, I don't know, if it's half at this point of the youth have no jobs and no prospects for jobs. And if they do have jobs, there's a phenomenon called liberalistas. They would be paid 1,000 euros a month, which is, you cannot exist on a salary like that. And then that phenomenon was recently replaced by what is called the ni minoristas, meaning not even 1,000 euros a month. So if you have a job, you're lucky, and if you have a job, you're probably not paid very well. So this truly is a country in crisis. So here we have an example of a social entrepreneur, an Ashoka fellow in Spain, and he is specifically concentrating on rural towns in Spain. Here we see someone from Costa Rica, Fundación Acción Joven. And this is an interesting case I wanted to mention because in Costa Rica, all university students are required to do community service. That's the case in Mexico, and that's the case in Venezuela as well. And it might be the case in other Latin American countries. I'm not sure about that. Of course, I would imagine that Cuba has something similar to that, but I don't know the details of the Cuban higher education system. So his project here is to create, to harness the power of all of these university students and this requirement to do community service that they have, and to put that energy and that possibility and those human resources into projects that have real impact and real worth.